You with Room. From the 10th of September 2024 until the 12th of October 2024. Exhibition with Hélène Fauquet, Lisbeth Gruppin, Bernard Haupt, Laura Nitsch and Barbara Juch, Ezra Özen and Kai Werner Schmidt. View with Room. The artworks in the exhibition deal with the relationship between interior and exterior spaces in both an architectural and a mental sense. Architectural space can be understood as a stable, sheltered space and a safe haven, but also as a place that isolates people from the outside world. Windows, as facilitators of light and air, as well as a scopic relationship to the exterior, expand the spatial potential. Or the view is deliberately hindered with opaque glass. The boundary between inside and outside is freely adjustable. Natural spaces open up the view to the far distance and tend to promote self-reflective contemplation in the emotionally affected viewer. From the gaze outwards to the inward gaze. The inverse title of the exhibition indicates both the unconventional approach of the artists as well as special perceptual experiences. Fragmentation, emptiness, immateriality, blurriness and displacement characterize the places presented in the works. These spaces are heterogeneous and thus alive. The images are mostly abstract, painterly, ephemeral. Reality and fiction intermingle. Light and color do their part too. The photo exhibited by Hélène Fauquet is one of a series of images of decorative, leaded stained glass windows from Art Nouveau and Art Deco. These were processed and printed on thin wooden panels using ultraviolet light. On closer inspection, the wood's grain and knots are visible. They are all privacy screens which allow neither a view to the outside nor to the inside. They stand for withdrawal into a private, visually protected space that hinders any public gaze and is thus both control and prevented social contact. Furthermore, these leaded glass windows bathe the room in a painterly light and transfigure reality. These opaque, multicolored surfaces and greatly fragmented motifs lead to an additional blurring of the realities in front of and behind the windows. The borders between inside and outside disappear. Because of the fact that we are not dealing with actual windows but photos, seeing and not seeing also become discursive issues. Lisbeth Gruppin's artistic work consists of the process of looking at things, impressions, natural and ephemeral phenomena, as well as the observation that emerges from those. Through the very undertaking of observing thoroughly, she questions the inherent ability of an image to evoke a certain reality and, by extension, a certain understanding. She constructs images on the basis of well-established concepts and deconstructive methodologies in which the erratic and subjective intervene. Untitled from the series Bleu, Blue, Blau, Blau, Melina, where the focus is on time, light, space, chance and inference, is made by a night-long recording of the blue sky, an abstract poetic photo whose deep, dark blue color is the result of a photographic failure of discoloration, which is caused by an exposure that took too long. And the photos from the series Alba, which show mountain ridges and plateaus in the Alps, lose their usual contours due to overexposure of the sky or snow. Photography can make visible what we cannot see with the naked eye. Bernard Haupt presents the 9-part series Photogon. Underneath his temporary home in Tallinn, Estonia, there was a cave-like structure, a place without recognizable purpose. Each day he encountered this space, it felt different to him. It was not the walls that had changed, but the perceiver himself. In order to capture this undefined context, he restructured the space by stitching the image with white yarn. Man-made structures are meant to be stable, a fixed point that can always be relied upon. The urge to feel connected to something static is driven by the longing not to feel lost. The inanimate world stores the memory of the living. Revisiting these places helps us to measure change and allows us to reflect on ourselves. based on the prevailing cultural historical narrative that encompasses the Austrian mountain resort Semmering, the former mundane summer and spa destination for the Viennese bourgeois at the end of the 19th century, the film Elements of a Landscape by Laura Nitsch and Barbara Juch interviews both fictional and documentary material and locates its story in the year 2020. The focus is on the Grand Hotel Panhans. Strolling through the hotel and its surrounding landscape, we follow two seasonal tour guides who work in short-term seasonal employment. Listening to their increasingly uncanny stories, it becomes evident that the two women seem to know more than they can know, and they seem to comment on things that they might not be allowed to refer to. Playing with the seductiveness of tour guide language and the common understanding of the landscape through which we move, the film asks how much a multi-layered topography is constructed and what will remain of its elements in the near future. Ezra Uzan's understanding of space is based on an affinity for emptiness, repetition, and apparent disappearance. Her photograph recording can be understood as a view from a window. Her photograph shows two hands holding an open book. On the pages of the book is the reproduction of a scan, scanned, an unexposed yet developed negative. This journey through various media, which begins with a depictive photograph and ends with a photograph that refuses depiction, should appear impenetrable due to its many intermediate stops, but the result is so clear in form and seemingly so unequivocal in content that viewers have to take their time to develop any questions directed it at all. Ezra Uzan's recording is so unimpassioned that one runs the risk of missing it. Even though it questions many modes of representation and perception and challenges us to reflect on them, the intimacy of the situation depicted, clearly produced for the camera, the implicit weight of the printed book, in which then nothing is revealed, the impression of a non-event. Quote, Lino Heisenberg. Kai Werner Schmidt's works of the series Squares each consist of a black and white collage of photographs of unidentified sections of buildings that for him are associated with power. In contrast to the others, the Squares 6 image is different because there is no obvious connection to architecture. Here, Schmidt's camera was directed at the pathways and squares in and around various power places, so the impression created is an abstract one. In the aluminium framework, there are two glass fragments behind security glass. The glass thus intrudes into part of the visual space of both image and reality. Schmidt's inspiration for the square series came from one specific power place, the chapel of a historical prison, where shortly before it was renovated, an art exhibition was presented that he took part in. The photo, promising, shows the branch of an apple tree, thereby linking idealistic beauty with transience. It refers to an exchange of letters with a former prisoner. Text by Petra Noll Hammerstiel.